brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two on this Tuesday, the 16th day of February 2010 edition. Michael Bagnarek, in one of his first interviews, since he had a very serious heart attack, we're very thankful that he's recovered to a great extent, will be joining us to talk about a host of issues. Former Libertarian candidate for president for the Libertarians. That is coming up. We've got Webster Tarpley on how the neocons are saying 9/11 truth is going to try to assassinate Obama. What's really behind that? I believe they're going to stage an attempted attack as a pretext for control. And then we'll talk about the attack on the Second Amendment in the last 30 minutes of the show. I haven't even gotten into a lot of the financial news I mean to cover, plus ClimateGate completely imploding. They now admit it's all complete fraud, but they don't care. They're not backing off. They just admit, okay, it's all a fraud. We're still taking your property. Kind of like all over the country, hey, your housing value's gone down 20, 30, 40, 50% in some cases, but on average over 20, we're still going to raise your property taxes. And if you don't pay it, we got men with guns that are going to come take your stuff and throw it out on the street. But I'm going bankrupt. I can't pay my bills. There's all these toll roads now. There's all these new taxes. There's all these cops writing tickets everywhere. The illegal aliens are above the law. We don't care. We have guns. We will use them. You are now owned by the banks. The banks are just robbing everyone everywhere. It's in mainstream news. They're engineering the crisis in Europe right now. And all these fools cheer and go, yay, the euro's dropping. Those people are in the same boat as we are. All the currencies are being manipulated. And, of course, the dollar started then dropping. And gold is shooting up right now. You know, I bought gold. It was $300 an ounce. I didn't sell it when it hit 1,000. I won't sell it if it drops to 800 because I know it's all manipulated. I know they are devaluing currency. So if even in the midterm, not even long term, midterm, it can only go up by the laws of real economics. Ted Anderson, do you agree?
Well, I most certainly do. And you're talking about that bailout of Greece. I mean, who are we really bailing out? And why in the world are we willing to stand by and give up our resources, our revenues, what we've labored for Greece so we can support the EU? It is all about the international banks. We're bailing them out. No wonder why they have all the
money. On record in every country, when you hear it's a bailout, they put the people in those countries in more debt. And the banks make the money on the way up with derivatives, and then they get, quote, bailed out and get profit on the Ponzi scheme. This would be like giving Madoff a $100 billion bailout because he stole $100 billion and letting him keep it.
That's exactly the analogy I was thinking of, Alex. I mean, you said earlier that the banks have all the gold. Well, how do you think they have the gold? It's because they can print money from nothing and lend it to us at interest, and we have to accept it through legal tender laws and service the interest on that debt. We work our tailbones off for them. We are their serfs. Like it or not, that's what's happened.
And they're the enemy, and Glenn Beck or Barack Obama aren't going to save you. They control both parties. The bankers are the enemy. Bottom line, understand that. Ted, again, a free international forecaster, explained to people they buy one franc that is already $60+ under what spot is today from when you bought it in the market. Okay, you bought in the market at 1,050. It's at 1,116 right now and rising.
Yeah, it's been as high as 1,120.
Oh, excuse me. So it is up $70. So and then you get a free $150+ yearly subscription in digital or hard copy of the International Forecaster, an invaluable tool. Folks, nobody knows it all, and I learn something every week reading it. Ted, 800-686-2237. Everybody should take advantage of this. If you've never been into gold, you can't beat this deal. Buy one coin. Get the Forecaster. Hold that real wealth, that element, in your hand, and we believe you'll start buying more gold and silver. That's why Ted is giving this to you at below the price it is. This is for my show only. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special, 800-686-2237. Don't be a moron, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet, absolutely. Okay, Michael Bagnarek coming up. We're going to simulcast. He'll be joining us via video Skype the last 2 hours and 52 minutes of the show today, the transmission, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So PrisonPlanet.tv members, get over there and start your engines. We'll be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. We're now an hour and 8 minutes into the syndicated radio transmission on this Tuesday, the 16th day of February 2010. For the rest of the hour, Michael Badnarik is our guest. He, of course, was a Libertarian candidate for the Libertarians. He has given thousands of lectures around the country. He's an author, documentary filmmaker, former GCN radio host. And a few months ago, he had a really serious heart attack while at a rally in Wisconsin trying to stop the banning of raw milk being sold. I mean, they're not just trying to keep marijuana illegal, folks. They're trying to ban vitamins right now. Canada is openly moving to do it. So they're attacking all of our freedoms, and he had a serious heart attack. I heard he had a rough go of it, but it was great to hear yesterday that he's doing a lot better now. And so we're very honored to have him with us. I want to talk about what happened with Michael, but then also want to get into a whole host of other issues and how much ground the liberty movement, the awakening to tyranny, has gained. ClimateGate, government health care in deep trouble. The police state being exposed, the TSA naked body scanners in deep trouble, open talk of them being removed, so many other positive things happening. Polls between 75 and 91% of people want to abolish or audit the Fed. 10 years ago, almost no one knew it was a private criminal group. We're now identifying the real power structure, and it's thanks to people like Michael Badnarik. Michael, joining us via video Skype back in the great state of Texas. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Don't close the casket yet. I'm still alive.
Well, you look great watching you here on PrisonPlanet.tv. Michael, talk about your ordeal and everybody's prayers and the donations and everything else.
Well, I was invited to Wisconsin to speak at a rally in favor of raw milk. I've been drinking raw milk for about a year, year and a half. It is so much better than the stuff you can buy in the store. It's also much healthier for you. And as you said in the intro, I mean, it's not just marijuana or just heroin or cocaine that the government is trying to make illegal. They're trying to make milk illegal, something that humans have been drinking for literally centuries. And so I went and spoke. Now, most of it I don't remember. The hospital gave me a combination of drugs that they lovingly refer to as milk of amnesia. So most of the bad part I do not remember. The doctors and nurses were really surprised, however. I wasn't supposed to be able to lift a finger. And on several occasions, I was sitting up in bed looking for my pants. I guess I was hoping to leave. And the doctors and nurses wanted to know what I was made out of. My friends, the people who know me well, were not surprised. They know how dedicated I am, especially when it comes to liberty. The good news is that I went to Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I think it's the best hospital in the United States. They took fantastic care of me and literally brought me back from the brink of death. I want to thank them. And I'm back to 100%. My voice is good, my energy is good, and as long as I'm alive and able to breathe, you know that I'm going to be lighting the fires of liberty. And I want to thank you in particular for, you know, letting your listeners know what was going on. My mother was touched that you would do a little presentation to tell everybody about my status. So I want to thank you. I want to thank your listeners. I am back to normal as far as I can tell. And the one good thing, for years I've been telling people that if I die, liberty is no longer my problem. And the lesson I hoped I was teaching was that everybody has to get involved on a personal basis. This is your constitution. This is your Bill of Rights. And now that I've had this heart attack, people are understanding that, and they are jumping on board. So I think that we're going to see an even greater increase in the number of people who are helping us in the Patriot movement.
Well, I don't want to dwell on it, but we are blessed to have you here with us, because talking to your family and others, they say it was a really bad heart attack. Specifically, if you don't mind telling us, people are wondering, what type of heart attack did you have, Michael?
I had a 100% blockage. I had a heart attack about 11 years ago on the back side of my heart, which affected the atriums, the top of the heart. Well, that's not as serious. This one was in front of the heart. It directly affected the ventricles, the part that actually pushed the blood through your body. And, well, in the ambulance and at the hospital, I was technically dead for about 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I was on life support in a chemically induced coma for 16 days. So I genuinely appreciate everybody's prayers and concern, because it was a very serious thing, and I'm just so grateful to still be here so that I can work with you and all the other patriots here in Texas and across the country, because we are going to restore this constitutional republic. There's no doubt about that. The only question is, you know, just how interesting and messy it's going to be between now and then.
Well, no doubt the prayers certainly help, because I know a lot of people were praying for you, Michael.
Well, my mother was thanking me personally. She said, if nothing else, I brought a lot of the people back to religion and faith, because, well, I know at least two of my friends had started praying for me, said that they hadn't prayed in over a decade. And it was my condition that caused them to to get back into prayer. So I want to genuinely thank everybody who was concerned about me. I know for a fact that that helped. And I think that my stubborn attitude had a little bit to do with it, too.
Absolutely, but not among the living for 10 minutes. But definitely you're the same Michael Bagnarek we knew, so it didn't hurt your brain too bad. A true blessing and a miracle that you're here with us today. I want to talk about a host of issues with you and then have you back soon with us as well to cover more of the Constitution itself, that you really are an amazing promoter and teacher of. But looking at Texas, obviously the second most populous state, the second largest state geographically, all over the country, 30-plus states moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment powers, nullifying the federal government that's been seized by offshore banks. We're in the midst of the globalist takeover. They're not denying world government anymore. Deborah Medina was gaining 5 points a week. We'll soon get polls later in the week to see if this stage Glenn Beck event. We've now talked to Medina's people. She's coming on later Sunday or Monday, one of those days. It's clear that Beck was cutting her audio off so she couldn't understand even what she was saying. She's never really talked about 9/11 truth. She said people have a right to their own opinions, just like 6 of the 10 commission members have said it's a cover-up. And Farmer, the head lawyer, on it's written a book saying it was a criminal conspiracy and cover-up. But Glenn Beck, the reason I talk a lot about him more and more is they positioned him as the leader of the Patriot movement when he calls for a value-added tax, a sales tax to pay the bankers. He calls for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. He called for the banker bailout takeover bill. He attacks Ron Paul constantly, but then two-facedly has him on and supports him, but kind of giggles at him with disdain. He's now savaged Deborah Medina, and the media is saying she's going to lose because of this. I think they're just telling people she's a loser, so they won't vote for her. I think she clearly will get into the runoff, and her numbers are still growing. A lot of this backfired. The donations have more than doubled since this happened, but you know, specifically, how important this Deborah Medina race is, because you have a real patriot running, not just some rhino Republican in name only, like we saw in Massachusetts taking the Kennedy seat. This was a bellwether event, and we see him always at key moments showing he's a Benedict Arnold.
Well, I've been saying that Glenn Beck was controlled opposition for a long time. I mean, for a long time, he was saying the right things, but I said, be careful, because he's going to turn around. And as many people have finally recognized, the interview with Deborah Medina showed his true colors. The good news, and I'm always looking for the silver lining, this is, if they're attacking and savaging Deborah Medina, you know that we are doing the right thing. Deborah has so much support here in Texas. She is gaining in the popularity polls. People all over Texas. I have dozens of friends who are actively working on her campaign. And we have an opportunity. We have a real opportunity here in Texas to show people the way, the path to liberty, by electing someone other than the Democrats or Republicans. And as you were talking earlier, this drive for liberty and freedom is increasing, and it's going to happen. I'm hoping that it happens in this election. I really hope that we elect Deborah as our governor, because Oklahoma is trying to elect a liberty-minded candidate, and that will be the first dominoes that will fall as we restore this public. It's very, very important.
Well, let me expand on that. They tried to keep her out of the debates, but people protested and got the word out, so she got in the debate. She clearly won both of them. And they saw that she was going to win, gaining 4 to 5 points a week. She was going to end up, as of this week, overtaking Hutchinson, next week overtaking Perry, into the main election early next month. Early voting begins on Friday. So all of this is going on. So they know it's a danger to come out and attack her because that elevates her, but they did it from somebody we supposedly would trust, a Glenn Beck, a Benedict Arnold in our army. And so, again, that shows how viable she is, that they did this whole rumors of her demise have been greatly exaggerated. And that's why I'm spending so much time on this, is because Beck has been positioned to engage in key sabotage at every juncture. Ron Paul surging. He says he may be a terrorist who wants to bomb buildings. We need to use the army against Ron Paul supporters, 2007. Medina surging, about to lead the state's rights rebellion. In comes in the enemy TIE fighters blasting at her X-Wing. Stay there, Michael Bagnar. We'll continue to talk about the Great Awakening that's happening and a lot more.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Michael Bad Narek, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, Michael, fire out your website for folks that just joined us.
My website is constitutionpreservation.org, and I want you to know that it just went live with a new design a half an hour ago. Just when I knew I was going to be on your program, I went ahead and went live with the new design. Should be prettier, easier to navigate, and I'm very excited about it. So it's constitutionpreservation.org.
Well, again, good to have you here. And, of course, the books and films and things you've made are all available there on the site as well. You know, so much to talk about, Michael. I want to get into Climate Gate, go over the swine flu fraud falling apart, the banks robbing everybody. That's now revealing the structure. Why the globalists are now admitting world government after decades of denying it. But before we go there, what does Michael Bagnarek want to talk about? What's most important on your mind right now?
Well, I am really, I'm probably lucky that I was in a coma when the ATF shut down the gun show in Austin, because I probably would have had an adverse reaction to that. I want to make sure that we get that gun show back up and running someplace, and I want everybody to know that 23,000 gun laws in the United States are unconstitutional, because they directly infringe on your right to protect yourself, your family, your property. And the ATF is a federal agency that spends $900 million, almost $1 billion a year, trying to put gun dealers and gun owners out of business. So I can't let that happen in my backyard. So that's my big issue. I'm not sure exactly what we can do about it. I know that people in Austin have already had a huge rally to protest that. That's my personal hot button.
Well, absolutely. And I have been studying this. You know, we broke the story about the gun show, had Mr. Bedecker on about what happened. They did get a new location at the Target Center. He's on in the last 30 minutes today to talk about that. But it then came out that the feds did come in, did basically order it. The police tried to lie, later admitted it when we pointed out they had no law. And they said, oh, well, we used a crack house nuisance abatement to shut it down. And then we've also found out that clearly, and I didn't believe this at first, I had to see it, and I may cover it coming up the next few days, clearly people working for the police and the ADL are involved even in the Austin pro-gun movement, trying to destabilize it and things, and even go after me. And they even write articles how great the ADL is, and they're right about me being bad and, you know, staging these different events. I mean, it's getting really crazy, which shows Austin is a test ground example of what they want to do nationwide. And Obama announced, as you know, earlier in the week, they said, look, signing statements, executive orders, we're going to implement the carbon taxes regardless around Congress. We're going to implement government health care even if Congress doesn't pass it. We're going to implement amnesty even if the Congress doesn't pass it. I mean, Michael, this is tyranny. It's just getting worse and worse.
Oh, it is treason to an exponential degree. And it is. It's because of this blatant tyranny that our fellow citizens are finally starting to wake up. I remember back in 1997, I met you for the first time. We were participating in a rally at the state capitol. I don't even remember what our issue was, but you and I were trying to wake people up over 10 years ago. And now, finally, the government is being so preposterous that the people who didn't believe us, the people who thought that you and I were radical and extremist, now they're starting to realize that we were telling them the truth, and they are now on board with this patriot movement. So, you know, the government in a backhanded way is helping us to wake the people up and to get them on our side.
Well, here's another example. The National Post, the Toronto Star, last week reported in their headlines that pharmacies, drug stores, health food stores get notices, stop selling all vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, including vitamin C, Malaleuca oil, things like fish oil. They listed things like, what's the plant they use for burns? Aloe vera.
Aloe vera,
And they said under UN treaty with Codex Alimentarius, that was a huge wake-up call. I mean, this is really going on.
It really is. And like I said, you and I have been telling the people, and they just didn't believe us. They were in denial. Our government would never do anything like that. The United States is the good guys. You know, Congress would never. Well, wake up, ladies and gentlemen, because they will, they are, and it is up to us. Freedom is our responsibility.
Long segment coming up with Michael Bagnarek.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
I want to walk through a Newsweek hit piece against myself and others with Michael Bagnarek to illustrate the fact that the establishment is shooting blanks. They still think this is 30 years ago where they control reality, like Karl Rove said to a group of reporters. We're going back to Michael in a moment. In fact, I'll tell you that story here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is the unbelievably fantastic that I use in my office and home, Akola Blue 28 and the Akola Blue 30. Those are the smaller units. One puts it through 7 filters, the other through 12. I have the 7 filter units. Reverse osmosis, carbon, UV filter, and it grabs the water out of the air. You cannot get cleaner, better water. AcolaBlue.com, it's a moisture evaporator. It just grabs it right out of the air and then purifies it. And it's got a little high-tech computer system, hot and cold water, you name it. Just check it out at EC, OLOBLUE.com, OcolaBlue.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or keep drinking the government water, or I guess trust the bottled water that's had so many problems. Plus, it's the cheapest form of water. They've got all the statistics on how inexpensive this is with the unit. Also, I want to tell you about My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. They've been available for about 2 years. Our listeners love them. These portable power systems need no installation, supply household current whenever or whenever you need it, producing electricity from the sun, directly from it. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant is perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, or brownouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to solarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com or give them a call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Mysolarbackup.com and, of course, ColaBlue.com. Okay, going back to Michael Bagnere. Michael, I mean, you were dead for 10 minutes. You were in a coma for 2 weeks. It's just so good to have you here. Because we all just expect our friends and our colleagues, people we admire, to be here forever. But I agree with you. I realize how transitory life is. There's been a few times in my life I've almost been killed. And in a way, it makes me be less fearful about death to just know it's coming. And obviously, you're going to be here for a long time. I hope at some level you take it easy sometimes. But I know, in a way, you probably live to be 100 if you just keep fighting. But I guess it's kind of a catch-22, but it's just so good to have you here with us, my friend.
Well, it is good to be here. As a skydiving instructor, I know that life is transitory. We have to take advantage of every moment that we are here, and I highly recommend that you talk to your family, your friends, and tell them how much you love them. Tell them how important they are in your life, because you don't know when either they will, disappear or when you will. And the same is true for fighting for liberty. Don't postpone it. Don't do it next week, or I'll go and get a power generator next month or when it's more convenient. Do it now. We've got
to
get on board.
I'll go to a gun rally next year. I'll go to city council and tell them, don't bring in UN-run carbon taxes. No, you got to do it now, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Now, while you're still alive, while you still have the energy, and it was my love of liberty that brought me back. It was a little bit like I've been practicing football, and now, right before the Super Bowl, I'm going to, cash in my chips. There's no way. Alex, I love you, but I'm not going to let you fight for liberty all by yourself. I just had to be here and help you out.
Well, you're a classy guy, my friend, and just you get better like fine wine as the years go. I mean, the great presentations, the constitutional classes you give. Are you going to be giving any of those in the future?
Absolutely. I'm kind of keeping it close to home as I recover. I'll be teaching a class in Farmers Branch here in Dallas on March 6th. I'm coming to Austin on March 13th, and I'll be in Fort Worth on March 20th. So anywhere here in Texas, you can go to my website, constitutionpreservation.org, to find out more information. My phone number's there. Just give me a call. I'd love to have,
Well, Michael, I'm not going to tell you take it easy, because I've read the statistics where a lot of people have a heart attack, they take it easy, and then they die. It seems to be those that do keep doing stuff that, that recover, because the body recognizes that. Sometimes you have a heart attack, and the body says, well, it's time to check out. So obviously you're doing the right thing here, but take it easy a little bit, bro. You just came out of a coma. How many weeks ago?
It's about a month now. It was early January, and I was in the hospital for an additional 2 weeks. When I finally opened my eyes, my best friend was there, and he said, "Do you know who you are?" And I thought, well, that's pretty condescending. Of course I know who I am. And he says, "Do you know what day it is?" And I was supposed to give a speech on December 21st. And so I'm thinking, well, I don't know, maybe December 22nd. And he says, it is January 6th. I said, 2010? He goes, yeah. And so it was a little bit like discovering that you're adopted after you're 50 years old. I mean, it was just a shock. I mean, I had to sit there and evaluate that and go, wow. I said, I missed Christmas. He said, yeah, you missed New Year's too. So it was very serious, and I am again thankful to everybody who showed their concern. I've still got get well cards that I really haven't had time to open, but I just, the most important thing is that I am back. I am back with a vengeance, and I'm getting back on the Liberty Trail as of March 6th.
Well, that's certainly fantastic, Michael, but at the same time, I was told that these heart problems run in the family.
They do. Both of my grandfathers died early of heart attacks. Mom has had a quadruple bypass. My youngest brother has had a pacemaker for 20 years. And so the only solution really would be for me to select different parents at this late date. I don't think that's possible. I've been... One of the reasons that I've recovered so quickly is because I was taking such good care of myself beforehand, taking the fish oil, taking the vitamin C, avoiding red meat. You know, I'd have a good steak every once in a while, but, you know, eating fish and chicken and salad and doing the exercise. So it was all of that nutrition beforehand that allowed me to bounce back so quickly.
Absolutely. You know, so much is genetics. Now, I want to go over an article here because I said I would do this yesterday and I didn't really do it. And it's as if the heavens have opened up and dropped lightning bolts on us, but the lightning bolts bounce off at every level. Dirty tricks, COINTELPRO, national media, local media, attacking me specifically, but also others who are standing up for liberty because they're scared now. They tried to ignore us before, but two different Newsweek articles attacking me and others in just the last week. There's a big quasi hit piece coming out this week in it's a featured story in Texas Monthly, so I'm wondering what that's going to be like. But the issue is we're drawing their fire. That means we're having an effect. And maybe it's not going to be a hit piece. I haven't read it yet. But the point is, Paul Watson wrote a counter article to this yesterday. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Newsweek, powerful people do bad things, too silly to discuss. That's an actual quote. And the article's titled, that's our counter article, titled Know Your Conspiracy Theories. And I want to show people a document cam shot, and I'm going to go over these and just get you to respond. And they mix in a few silly ones to try to give weight to this. Now, number two, they say man-made global warming is a hoax. Anthropogenic global warming is a hoax. And they go on to say there is no story, there is no climate gate, it doesn't exist, it's completely insane. Even as, look at this document cam shot, folks, if you're a radio listener, go pull it up. U-turn, a scientist at center of row or argument, admits there has been no global warming since 95. Globally, with the UN, with over 100 universities, they concertedly fudge the numbers. They've now been caught. He now admits it because he knows he's facing criminal prosecution. Here's another one. The continuing climate meltdown. Here's another one. Science blogger finds errors in Met Office climate change records. It's every facility lying. Warming meltdown. It goes on and on. And then what's the answer from Newsweek? It's as if a 10-year-old wrote this saying, my daddy can beat up your daddy. I mean, or as if saying that the sun doesn't come up in the morning. They just say it doesn't exist and that our claim that a global government is being established through this doesn't exist. That's what the UN said at Copenhagen. I mean, how dumb do they think we are to say, know your conspiracies, guide to today's trendiest, hippest, and least likely fringe beliefs? And it's full of just mainline stuff. I mean, don't they know this is political suicide? Or are they just speaking to their tiny audience they've got left as their circulation plummets across the board and just have such disdain for the average Newsweek reader that they tell them this doesn't exist? I mean, is this a miscalculation? What is this, Michael?
I think it's an effort to spin people around five or six times and get them dizzy so they don't know what to think. You know, the best lies are significantly true. And what happens in people's thought process, if I meet you for the first time, Alex, and you tell me 10 things that I know are true, eventually I go, this Alex Jones guy is a really good guy, and I stop analyzing. I mean, most people will just say, okay, Alex is a good guy. From now on, whatever Alex says, I assume to be true. That's what they did with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck got on the radio and the television, and for a long time, he sounded like he was on our side. And what they were doing is they wanted Glenn Beck to establish credibility. So now that everybody's on the Glenn Beck bandwagon, that's when he has established our trust, and that's when he can turn around and savage Deborah Medina and make it sound like, you know, she has no chance. So what we need to do as people is to question everything. Think. Your parents taught you the difference between right and wrong. I mean,
well, that's
know.
Why I tell people to always check out all the COINTELPRO lies about me. We are not owned by ABC. We have nothing to do with ABC. Years ago, we leased a radio feed, which anybody in radio does. We now have another one. I am not owned by Saudi Arabians. I am not owned by the Brothmans. I've never met a Brothman. No connection to Brothmans. But the establishment, like Cass Sunstein at the White House says, they operate and pose as us. And I've always noticed these disinfo sites come out for a year. There's no infighting. There's no nothing. They create a rapport. That's what government agents do at any level. That's what, you know, anti-drug agents do. And then they launch their operation once they think they have people's credibility. And they make up stories about, you know, Cheney's been arrested, or Alex Jones is a reptoid, or they mix Bigfoot in, and they know what they're doing.
Absolutely. And it just, you know, supports what I said. People will be critical. They'll be suspicious up to a certain point, and then they drop their defenses. And after that, you know, they just pretty much assume that people are credible. If you're going to be a traitor, you've got to infiltrate. You've got to look like, you know, your friend, and then once you get inside the defenses, then you can destroy it. So we need to have people continue to do critical thinking. Figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, but how dumb, I mean, but with Newsweek, it's so ridiculous. Like, they have another article, and they say Alex Jones is the prophet of the Tea Parties, and he makes up this wild story that they want a global government with the carbon taxes. I mean, it's all on record in the treaty with all the world leaders saying it. Well, I mean, what is the psychological tactic to admit they're doing it, but then say it's insane, it doesn't exist?
I really don't know. The people who are trying to take over the world, they have such weird philosophies that, I mean, trying to figure out how they think or what they think is, it hurts. You know, my brain doesn't work like that.
I agree with you.
You and I believe in individual rights and private property. Everybody should make the, and it boggles our minds to assume that someone would try to commit murder or try to steal your property or try to control the world.
And I think that's it. That's what the globalists count on. Here's number three from the article. Goldman Sachs intentionally created the economic crises, and then they give credit to Matt Taibbi, who reported on it years after we did at Rolling Stone, and then just basically says none of it's true, when we have a five-part series with the internal emails of Goldman Sachs from major publications. What was the five-part series? I'm having one of those moments. It was, what was the five-part series? McClatchy News Service. I have one of those moments there. Confirming it was premeditated, and now it's come out they engineered Iceland and Greece. That's in Reuters today. So, of course, the banks engineered this, and here's Newsweek saying Goldman Sachs had nothing to do with this.
Well, it's a last-ditch effort on their part. The Liberty Movement is growing. We've got the Tea Parties, the 912s, the Libertarian Party, Constitution Party, all of these groups getting together. And, well, all of these groups moving forward, not necessarily together. And the bad guys are just struggling to keep that small percentage confused. You know, your listeners know the truth. The people who take my class cannot be confused. It's just a couple of those people who are still in doubt will read this article and go, well, I'm just not going to worry about it, you know, and they just won't try to figure things out.
Well, here's another one, because we have tens of thousands of new listeners every day, so I'm talking to them as well, and for our listeners to go out and wake up people around them that have been dumbed down and lied to. Number four, Democratic health plan will create death panels. And then it goes in to say that's not true. It does create a government bureaucracy, and Tom Daschle's own book said it, where they will restrict health care to people that are above 60. And in Europe, they've done this, and it is a bioethicist death panel. Newsweek's own publication had the case for killing Granny, saying go ahead and kill Grandma. So, I mean, hey, again, it's like the schizophrenia where they say we want to kill your grandma, but we're not saying that. It doesn't exist.
Well, at some point, I think that they are so delusional that they start to believe their own hype. I mean, they are coming apart at the seams. The only thing we have that is necessary for us is just to not give up. Liberty will be restored. We are moving forward. And, you know, the only way that we can lose is if we start to doubt ourselves.
And we've gained a lot of ground. I got Webster Tarpley coming up at the 8 after next hour. Michael, let me twist your arm to stay an extra 5 minutes. This next segment, one more, okay?
Okay, it will do.
Fantastic. We'll be right back because I want to go over a few more of these, and then I've got some other questions.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Take a look out your window. There's a scene you'd like to catch.
Look out.
Tell the globalist for one audience tell the truth and for another audience lie. Gary Hart wrote a letter 4 years ago to Iran saying the U.S. government will stage a terror attack in the U.S. to blame it on you. You better do what we say. Then We Are Change interviewed him. He admitted it after they could read the quotes to him. He first lied and denied it. And then he published it in the Huffington Post. But here's another one. Time Magazine wants to restrict internet to licensed users. Time, in concert with pro-censorship groups, is backing a plan that would require a license, i.e. government sanction, for people to get on the Internet. Proponents, radio host and conspiracy junkie Alex Jones. Kernel of Truth, Time published a story reporting on Microsoft executive at a UN Davos meeting who'd like to see licensing to combat anonymity, which the White House and Cass Sunstein called for and which Time magazine said was good. I mean, this is crazy. So they even here say, they say this is happening, but yeah, we are kind of calling for it, but still Alex Jones is a junkie. I mean, it's just idiocy. It shows their contempt for the general public, and I agree with you. I think they're delusional. I think they've got so much chutzpah or arrogance or bravado that they don't understand what's happening, Michael. I mean, when I say liberty's on fire, every major globalist agenda is crashing and burning right now. I'm worried about false flag stage terror attacks. What's your take on that?
Yes, I wish I didn't agree with you, but they probably will do something. People are going to die. They're going to try to terrify us into, you know, following the government. Anytime there's this, you know, like the World Trade Center coming down, you know, a significant portion of the public will turn to the government to go protect us, save us, help us. And I don't think that's going to be as prevalent, but yeah, you're right. They will probably do something, kill people in America. But I think that most of our patriots, fellow patriots, will recognize it for what it is, and that will be their moment that they jump on board. We are going to restore this republic.
Well, I agree. I mean, look at Kurt Haskell with the underwear bomber and his wife and other witnesses. They aren't really 9/11 truthers. I mean, they've admitted that, but they like to keep that somewhat on the lowdown so the media doesn't make too big an issue out of it. And they called them liars, and then later it came out it was all true. The U.S. government ordered him to be allowed on that plane. That's mainstream news, because we now have our people everywhere watching them.
I agree, and I strongly recommend that your listeners walk around with a video camera, because you never know where you're going to see tyranny manifested. You know, we do live in a totalitarian police state. That's obvious to anybody who's got their eyes open.
Naked body scanners violate child porn laws in the U.S., Canada, England. They're putting them in. Chertoff's making money off of it, who made the order a year and a half ago. Obama's continuing it. Clearly an act of domination, a way to make us submit. And now they've been caught lying, saying they don't record your naked bodies. I mean, when does government not lie?
Well, I don't know. I've been studying the government for many, many years, and there are very few instances of that. So, yeah, I am concerned about those as well. I mean, personally, I don't care that they take a photo of my body, but I think it is a violation of everybody's privacy, and we need to put an end to it.
Absolutely. We predicted they'd start videotaping TV and movie stars, and now it's been confirmed that's happening. The British government tried to lie about it at first, then got caught. I mean, it's just amazing. Five final minutes. We're coming back in 70 seconds after this break to start the halfway point in the radio broadcast. Then at the 8 after Michael Bagnarik leaves us, we've got Webster Tarpley coming on with one of the most important stories we're covering. The neocons are laying the groundwork for an attempted assassination of Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.